Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutton. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Hello?
Hello, Joan. Have you finished that mountain of ironing you were working on this morning?
Yes, and it just about finished me.
Well, darling, you deserve some fun. Why don't you and Bob come over and play some cards after supper?
Oh, Peg, I'd like to, but my stomach's upset and I feel achy all over.
Now, look, fun is good for you. You just take some Alka-Seltzer right now, and by dinner time, you'll be ready to enjoy a little fun.
Yes, and she will. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So, for headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
So don't throw your jacket there, dearie. Hang it up. And take your hat off the floor lamp. I've got the house spick and span, and I want to keep it that way till she gets here.
Okay, Tootsie. You know me. Old John Jay helpful himself, isn't he?
Yes, John.
Any little thing I can do to help my wife keep me from littering up the love nest, I'm only too glad. Who'd you say is coming?
The president of the garden club. Mrs. Flora Compost. The Mrs. Compost.
Oh. She the one who lives in that great big house out at Vista Heights? The one that her husband got rich in the fertilizer business?
That's the one. She's coming over at 4 o'clock this afternoon for a cup of tea.
All the way from Vista Heights. Seems like an awful long trip just for tea, kiddo. Shouldn't you ought to give her a liverwurst sandwich or something?
Oh, stop kidding. I'm serious.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, the Garden Club is a pretty exclusive little group, and Mrs. Compost only asks a few new members to join each year.
Yeah? So she's going to invite you to join, huh?
Well, I don't know for sure, but she did tell Mrs. Spradley that she wanted to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, I want to make the best possible impression.
Well, don't you worry about a thing, Tootsie. Old Dad is with you all the way.
If old Dad would take his feet down off the coffee table, it'd be a step in the right direction.
Check. No kidding, Molly. I won't mess up a thing this afternoon.
Well, she isn't coming for hours. It's just that I have the house all nice and neat, and I want to keep it that way.
I'll help. I'll watch everything. I'll even go further than that. When you see the flower lady coming up the walk, I'll bail out the back door and stay clear out of the house till you sound the all-clear signal. Oak?
Fair enough. And if you're a real good boy, I'll save you some tea cakes that I got from the bakery this morning.
Yeah, from the bakery, huh? I wonder if they're as good as the cookies I used to get as a kid from old Bud Booker, the big shot baker that run the big bakery back home.
Booker's Bakery? Don't think I ever heard of that one.
I never told you about Bud Booker, the baker, and Vicks Baker, the bookie, and the combination bakery and bookmaking business they opened up in Peoria?
You never did.
Well, sit down, baby, and I will. You see, old Bud Booker was a real good baker, and the buns Bud baked were the greatest.
Oh?
And when Bud bought the bakery at Broadway and Bates, Vicks Baker, the bookmaker, rented space in the rear, and Booker baked buns and bread in the bakery while Baker made book in the back, see?
Took bets from people, huh?
Yep. Well, the bakery business was pretty good, but the bookie business was better because Booker took to making bets with Baker the bookie, and Booker's horses never come in.
Kept losing, did he?
Steady. In every single bet that Booker bet with Baker, Baker beat Booker real bad, and the bets piled up till pretty soon there was more dough in Baker's bookery than there was in Booker's bakery, till finally Bud Booker had to turn the Baker building over to the bookie and start paying rent to Vicks Baker.
Oh, dear.
But the one thing Booker baked best was cookies, and Vicks the bookie loved fresh baked cookies, so Booker paid Baker the rent on the bakery by baking Baker cookies. And the more cookies Booker the cookie cooker cooked, the more bookmaker Baker would eat, till finally between cooking and booking and Booker baking cookies and Baker cooking bookies, it got so snarled up the cops moved in and closed up the joint for selling cream puffs out of season.
Well, you know, that is dangerous, all right, because cream puffs spoil if the weather's too hot, and a hot cream puff...
Come in, come in.
Oh, Mr. Wimple. Hello.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Wimp. Getting colder outside, isn't it?
Yes, it is quite zippy out. That wind makes a smile from my wife's mother... seem almost warm.
I was just reading the weather forecast in the morning paper a while ago. Says a storm is moving down from the north and we'll probably have snow tonight.
No kidding. Snow, huh?
That's what the paper says.
Well, I guess this is as good a time as any to start wondering where the heck my snow shovel is. You know?
No, not offhand, I don't.
Don't look at me, Mr. McGee. Took me all morning to find mine.
I wonder if that shovel's out in the garage. Or maybe... Well, where'd you find yours, Wimp?
Where I hid it last summer. In the attic.
You hid it there yourself?
Yes. Sweetie Face, my big old wife, and I went to a movie one night, and the heroine in the picture slugged her husband with a long-handled snow shovel. When we got home, I hid ours.
Taking no chances, huh?
Well, she's a very impressionable girl, you know. After we saw the opera last year, she didn't yell at me for a week. She sang at me.
Really?
It was horrible. Every time she wanted anything, which is constantly, was always, Wallace, come in here before I break your nose. Wallace, come in here.
Is that as far as she went with the song?
Yes. By that time, I was always in there. And I better get back there now, I guess. Bye.
Bye.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, this first day of December seems like a good time to talk to you about colds. We're well into the season for colds now, and you may have had a brush with one or two yourself. Well, when a cold has you feeling bad, remember this. You can add comfort to your cold treatment with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can relieve the headache, the feverish feeling, the dull ache-all-over feeling of a cold. And used as a gargle, Alka-Seltzer brings soothing relief to the raw, irritated throat a cold sometimes causes. Two Alka-Seltzer tablets dissolved in a quarter glass of warm water makes a mighty soothing gargle. So, remember, when you take cold, take care of yourself and take speedy Alka-Seltzer to help you feel better while you're getting better. Drugstores everywhere sell Alka-Seltzer.
"3 o'clock. She won't be here for an hour yet. I'll put the tea on about 4:05.
That's the darndest thing, Molly. I wonder who the heck has got my snow shovel.
You looked in the garage, huh?
Yeah, it's not there. I went down the alley to Teeny's house, too, but her folks haven't seen it either. Les Nelson isn't home, so it could be there, but I don't know if I ever...
Well, don't worry about it. And pick your jacket up and hang it up again, will you? Let's keep the house neat. I spent all the morning getting it straightened up.
Is that her? Is that Mrs. Compost? Because I'll duck out the back.
No, no, not due for an hour yet. Come in. Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hiya, Molly. And good afternoon to you, Quince Face.
Hiya, Skin Stitcher. I hear you're doing some wonderful work at the hospital these days.
Well, thank you. I don't know what you...
Did you hear about Doc's new discovery, Molly? Uses sound to cure his patients.
Huh?
Sound?
Yeah. Over at the hospital, they say no matter how sick their patients are, the minute they hear the sound of Doc Gamble closing the door to go home, they feel better immediately.
Oh, McGee.
And if you hear a sort of a squashy sound, Molly, that'll be your friend here getting his little fat nose full of knuckles.
Not in the living room, though, Doctor. I'm expecting a guest at 4:00, and I want to keep things tidy.
Don't worry about him poking me in. Hey, incidentally, Doc, is my snow shovel over at your house? Paper says snow tonight.
Your snow shovel?
Yeah.
Nope. I happen to be one of the wealthy upper classes who owns his own snow shovel, Sonny.
Stop worrying about the snow shovel. If we wake up marooned tomorrow, the city will send in a snow plow, won't they, Doctor?
Sure. I'll even have a helicopter drop supplies to you, Warthead. In fact, if you'll stand outside there, I'll have them drop the supplies on you.
They don't even need a helicopter. They could fly you over here, you big blimp. Anything as big as you are and as full of hot air could fly without any...
Oh, I get it, Molly. It saves time. Hello. Gamble speaking. Yes, Miss Ogilvy?
That's his nurse.
He what? Face is flushed and he has a feverish look in his eye?
Poor Dr. Gamble never gets a minute to relax.
Well, loosen his tie, Miss Ogilvy, and roll up his sleeves and tell him to start dealing. Yeah, get the chips out. I'll be right there. Goodbye. Emergency kid's got to run. Goodbye.
Yes, Mabel, that's right. Yeah, Mrs. Compost herself. Mm-hmm. Do any minute, so I can't talk long. Hmm? No, he's out. Yes. Oh, I certainly am, although he has been very good all day about not messing up the house. He went next door to look for his snow shovel. What? I know. The afternoon paper came a while ago, and I saw the forecast, but McGee has... Uh-oh. I hear somebody outside, Mabel. It may be her. Bye. Oh, I hope my hair's all right. The house looks perfect.
Hey, Molly, I found it. I just remembered where my snow shovel is, I think.
Oh, you. Well, good. But let me read you something in the late paper. You may be interested.
I was over at Les Nelson's when I remembered where that shovel is.
It says here that the storm, which dropped 6 inches of snow on the northern part of the state this morning, has veered eastward, and no snow is expected in Wistful Vista this week.
Yeah, Les gave it back to me last spring, and I put it right here in the hall closet.
What? Oh, no. Don't open that hall closet.
I've got to find my shovel. There's my old snow shovel. Right on top.
Oh, no, it's her.
What? Mrs. Comp? Oh, my gosh, I forgot all about... Don't you worry, kiddo. I'll get out. I promise to get clear out of the house when she can stay out, and I will.
Oh, this is the end. Oh, well, might as well face it. Hello, Mrs. Compost. Do come in. Watch the moose head there. Don't tear your mink coat on the roll of chicken wire. Just step over that mandolin and let me have your hat and we'll have a nice cup of tea.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
I suppose it's no news that cold-catching weather is upon us. And if you're feeling the unpleasant effects of cold discomforts and you don't know about Tabson, then here's really good news for you. Tabson, T-A-B-C-I-N, can help you. Yes, Tabson can relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. What's more, you can take Tabson at any stage of a cold. You'll be delighted with the wonderful way Tabson brings relief in colds. Buy some at your drugstore in the bright red package. Tabson.
McGee, where are you?
Well, I'm down at the Elks, Molly. I'm sorry about Mrs. Compost and the closet and all, but I...
Come on home. Everything's fine.
Huh?
She didn't want to talk to me about the garden club at all. Turned out she wanted me on a committee for a rummage sale she's having. And when she saw what I had to offer, she made me chairman of the committee.
Oh? What did you have to offer?
The entire contents of that horrible hall closet. Her chauffeur just came for it. With a half-ton truck.
Huh? Everything? You didn't give them the moose head and my old mandolin.
No, those they refused. Took everything else, though.
Oh. Well, it'll fill up again. So long, everybody.
See you later. Bye, y'all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is played by Bill Thompson. Arthur Q. Bryan is Dr. Gamble. Well, tomorrow, the McGees have a little trouble with a dog. Listen in for an amusing quarter hour. This is John Wall speaking.